Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie,
that government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny? We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave. And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Maxtreme Sports was founded to make the healthy even more healthy and to prevent disease. When one is sick, it makes life hard. Maxtreme products are an excellent, great-tasting way for optimal health. During the pandemic, we found ingredients that were the most effective for fending off the virus. Maxtreme Prevent contains vitamin C, D3, zinc, and quercetin. If zinc is present in the cells, viruses and bacteria will not be able to live. Quercetin is a zinc ionospore. It increases the effects of zinc in the cell. Quercetin has strong antiviral properties, and taking quercetin with zinc pushes the zinc into the center of cells where the zinc can stop viruses from reproducing. These products have very simple ingredients. Nothing that is not needed is added, non-GMO, no sugar, no calories, made in the USA, sweetened with monk fruit, and only the highest quality ingredients are used. Get yours today, MaxtremeSports.com, MaxtremeSports.com, that is MaxtremeSports.com.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flawed, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming fruit shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels. Please check out our sponsor, Save Around. Save Around coupon books have been with us for several years, and they help you save money when going out to eat, renting a car, buying flowers, and all kinds of other good stuff. The good thing is you can view the coupon books before you buy. Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.com, and click on the Save Around book that you'll see right next to our chat room. Like I said, you could preview it before you purchase, and hopefully you'll save yourself some money and help us as well. Please check it out.
Hello to all you nincompoops and something luckers out there. I am the Wire Rizap,
I am here to represent Weizsäcker Suicide Pods. Let's cut to the chase. The globalists have decided it is time to kill off all you 99% who breathe our air and use all of our food resources. You have not died fast enough by eating GMO foods or by killing each other from race riots we have started. We have tried to remove all the pieces of excrement by cooking up COVID in a Wuhan laboratory, but you are not dying fast enough. So we now have Weizsäcker suicide pods. You can now rush out and die in our suicide pods. Schedule your appointment today. You can choose between a blue, brown, gray or pink casket. Remember, you need to wear at least 5 masks minimum and you will take a COVID test before and after you get in the pod. You must also make sure your ashes remain a safe 6 feet social distance when you are about to exit. If you like your experience, put it on Melbourne CompuTube. We will give you 15% off your next session. We hope to see all you useless eaters get in these pods right away before we put everyone in FEMA camps. That they do not exist. Schedule your appointment today for your Weizsäcker suicide pod. Thank you.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Fight, 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 fight the new world order.
Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Wednesday, so we'll have Amanda joining us here in just a second. Also, we do have a guest. We have Nico Rocco joining us here in just a few minutes. And if you want to be a part of the show tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So, Amanda, I don't see the 1 button press, so I don't know if you want me to wait for you or if you're ready to go. I'm going to pause just for a couple seconds here, and I might just bring her on to see where she's at.
Am I on now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I know I pressed 1. Might have muted myself or something on the, I don't know what I did, but I'm here.
All right. Yeah, I had my applause button ready.
Thank you. The only time I receive applause. Well, okay, maybe the only time I receive that many applause. I'll take it.
Okay. So what's the word on the street?
How's it going? Oh, well, I just spent an hour and a half watching a video last night on all the different newer Mandela effects that are showing up in the Bible. And I am just flabbergasted. So that's been my focus. I don't know if it's a word on the street, but it's definitely been a definite focus of mine, trying to figure out why these different changes. If it's, you know, some of it maybe I did miss once in a while, but, I mean, how many times did you ever hear of unicorns being mentioned in the Bible? Apparently, they were mentioned 9 different times. And that's just, you know, blows my mind.
So a lot of us are trying to pay attention to what's going on in Arizona, and we're wondering what kind of voter fraud there is there.
Oh, well, what's going on in Arizona?
Well, Carrie Lake, which is a Trump-endorsed candidate for governor, allegedly before the election had a huge lead over the Mike Pence endorsed person, and there's a lot of stuff that's going on, including the Democrat person that's responsible for counting the votes stopped vote counts yesterday, and they said that they'll announce today at 7.
Uh-oh. That sounds fishy. Sounds like something, yeah. So is this going to be a typical issue we're seeing with the outright voter fraud?
Yeah, and it's in spots where we know there was voter fraud last time, and it's very famous, and they're still going to try it in those same cities.
Well, we got away with it even though everybody knows about it, so we're going to do it again.
Right, because we got away with it. That's the key right there.
Yeah.
They got away with it. Let's see. And, of course, I'm sure the candidate that would more than likely win would be the one to protect freedoms and to move the population in the right direction instead of toward tyranny. So usually do that to pull in that tyrannical government.
Well, that's what tyrannical governments do. And lastly, before we bring on our guest, Nico Rocco, I wanted to mention, if you know anything about Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, and his court date.
Oh, well, I had heard he had been busted for DUI, but I
right.
don't know anything about his court date. What's going on with that now?
Okay, so yesterday they changed judges. So
oh.
the judge that was supposed to hear the case got traded out, and instead they brought somebody who works on the Democrat National, on the California Democrat Committee Board. And she's never tried a case in her life, and now she's going to, this is going to be her first case.
Oh, so we can foresee how this is going to play out then. Got it.
Yes, and the district attorney that's working on this as well, she helps with the fundraising and event planning for Governor Grusom. Which Governor Grusom is the Pelosi's nephew.
Right. Besides pandering, that seems like a huge conflict of interest. I'm not sure that – I'm surprised that that's even allowed.
Well, same here. And he pled not guilty today to a crash that totaled two cars. And the police statements were that he was visibly drunk and had drugs in his system, and the other person needed to go to the hospital.
And of course, he's claiming not guilty. That
so if he's
is...
not guilty, who is guilty then? Because
right.
any other time, and it doesn't matter. You could be as long as the car is running. You could be parked and somebody run into you, and if you're drinking and you're behind the wheel and the car is running, it's your fault, even if you're in park.
I didn't know that. That's interesting. Okay.
Well, you can't be behind the wheel of a car that's running if you are drinking.
Yeah, okay.
So that takes precedence.
But in this case, he's going to claim not guilty, and because of all of his little insider connections, we know how it's going to play out. He's going to get a slap on the wrist.
Unless they let him plead not guilty and the judge says that's cool.
Yeah. Wow. Well, this should be interesting. I mean, the only thing I had heard coming out of California today was that they were trying to institute a state of emergency in Los Angeles for the money pox, as you would call it, the money pox.
Yes.
That was the only thing I'd heard of California today, which typically anything that comes out of California is not good news, but
well, they attempted in Los Angeles to reimpose the scam dates, and every other city in the Los Angeles County said, no, we're not doing this. We're not doing this for moneypox. So Beverly Hills, Long Beach, and all the other cities said no, and L.A. basically said, well, we're not going to do this because nobody else is interested. And that includes the schools, which they were trying to force the vaccine passport and the scams in the schools as well. So that's gone.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. That's good to know. I'm glad that the cities are standing up against it.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and bring in our guest.
Great.
He's been coming on the show every couple months for a couple years now. We have an activist friend of ours from New Jersey We have Nico Rocco joining us here. Welcome in.
Ah, I love the audience applause. How you doing?
All right, so I don't know if you've met Amanda yet. You might have. I don't remember.
I don't know.
She's
maybe.
my
have
Wednesday
I met you,
co-host. I have a different co-host for each night of the week.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't think we've
don't
met,
know.
But
yeah.
It's
well,
good
nice to you.
Yes, you too. Good to meet you.
Digitally.
Yeah, so my co-hosts are generally people that have a lot of knowledge but aren't ready to have their own show yet, so they hang out with me until they're ready.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
So what have you been working on
boy.
Since we last talked?
Man. Well, you know, like I said before that, you know, I had some things for my actual job to take care of. Because I was doing a little too much freedom fighting and not paying attention to my actual job. So that kind of had to take precedent for a little while. And that actually, I just wrapped all of that up, let's see, last week.
Yep.
So now I'm kind of back in the seat, you know, and kind of, you know, just waiting for, you know, the next crisis. Right, the next crisis to happen to activate. I'm just tired of just being so reactionary all the time. It's just annoying just sitting back and just waiting for these people to do stuff.
Yeah, it's like we're on defense the whole time, and we
yeah,
can't even put out
just,
a good
yeah.
offensive game because we already know what's happening.
Yeah, it's just really it's annoying. And you know, it's even when you know their game plan, you know, it's really funny too because like. I've been seeing a lot of these Facebook reels, right? And these short little clips.
Yes.
And like, you know, it's like TikTok stuff like that. And there was this one video going around, and it was like, and I know it was fake. It was like these helicopters flying over top of the ocean, and it was like these giant sea creatures, right? And like floating in the water, huge. And like the caption read like something the government doesn't want you to see. And I'm like thinking in my head, I'm like, you know what? In this day and age, that could be real, and the government could probably tell everyone, and they still wouldn't believe it. So that's how crazy things are right now. Like, they could probably actually be full disclosure, and people still wouldn't believe it. You know? I mean, I would love to see the reaction, or what was the reaction, of that public service announcement, like, 3 weeks ago in New York City about a nuclear preparedness attack. You remember hearing about it?
I heard about it. I don't know how popular they were or if they scrapped it, but that was weird.
It was, wasn't it? I mean, that didn't make, like, the anchor desk on a television news network, but it made headlines on, you know, the media outlets online. And if you just search, like, New York nuclear attack, it's everywhere. Like, it's everywhere. And it just, you know, came and went. Like, nothing to see here, folks. Like, just move along. It's almost like it reminds me of that kind of, right, that code where they, like, have to tell you what they're doing before they do it. Because if that is their code, I would think that's a really good indication of them living up to that code because it's like, all right, we got to tell them what we're doing, you know, but let's not make a big deal about it. you know, that's odd. I mean, and you know, New York, right, is the hot spot for all things totalitarian, right? That's where they, you know, introduce a lot of this, you know,
well, it's
not
San Francisco,
tech.
Depending on what coast they want to work on.
Right, exactly. But New York, I mean, that's, you know, they pilot a lot of the stuff there, too. And, you know, I hate to be there. But, yeah, so, I mean, you know, it wouldn't surprise me, you know, if something else happened there again. Right? I mean, because we know damn well there's going to be a crisis coming soon. I mean, the quiet in the atmosphere that I've been feeling recently is just, like, chilling. I know other people feel it, too. There's, right? There's, like, a quiet. Like, it's not like, all right, we're enjoying
the last
little bit of
summer. I just feel like something will happen towards the middle to end of September. This way they can push the elections to them. Like, it's always about how do Democrats benefit.
Exactly. Well, that's kind of what I've been talking about with my cohorts and stuff is like, do we think this is going to be something that's going to happen before the election in order to achieve their at-home voter initiative, right? Or is it going to be something that happens, you know, after the midterms, right? I mean, it could be both, right? It could be both, right? So they could pull something to do these midterms. I honestly think the big one is definitely going to come before a presidential election, because if you look at any type of manufactured crisis, false flag that has transpired in the last, like, 30, 50 years, it's always been before a major presidential election, never before these type of elections. And that's because everybody rallies behind a presidential election. So if you want to sell the biggest piece of propaganda, you want the biggest audience. So you're going to pull it before presidential elections. So they're probably going to do something before this one. I'm not exactly sure. I know they definitely want to do those mail-in ballots, man. You know, that's the only way they can cheat.
So let me ask you, though, are you outside the 100-mile bubble of Manhattan? Should something happen?
I believe so. I do. I believe
because
so.
Because that's the fallout for right away is 100 miles.
Mm-hmm. I believe so. That's a good guess. I never even thought about that. But I could tell you what, though. If, you know, you know as well as I do, when people get scared, they will do anything. So even if New York gets attacked by a supposed nuclear attack, I promise you, whatever they tell people to do in California, they're going to do it.
Oh, of course.
They could be anywhere, right? Like, you know, like, we spotted something off the coast of California, too. Like, you know, be scared. Do what we say. Don't think rationally.
They're telling everybody to wear scams for moneypox, and so far there's been one death in Europe, and it's 99.9% gay sex. So I don't know how wearing a scam on your face is going to protect you from gay sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's really odd, don't you think? Like, here we go again, just like with AIDS, right? In the late 70s, early 80s. Pretty much, you know, what do they call it? The gay virus or whatever they gave it a name, right?
Yeah.
It's like, here we go again. I'm like, that makes no sense at all. Right? Like, it almost seems like they just, like, gave up trying to give these viruses character. So they just, like, all right, let's just give it to the gays. That worked in the 70s and 80s. Just let's do that again.
By the way, Amanda, if you want to jump in here, I want you to participate as well.
Yeah,
Amanda,
I've been listening. I just had myself muted so I could hear well. I don't want to add to any background noise, so I just mute myself so I can listen well. And I agree with everything you're saying.
Did
so
either of you see the Jim Brewer comedy special about this? It's called Someone Had to Say It.
Yes,
I did see clips. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I just want to play this 5-minute clip here, just so we can get in context.
Mm-hmm.
And then the news cockatoos come out.
Watch the news. Watch the news. Trust the experts. Trust the experts. Trust the science. Trust the science. CDC. CDC. Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci. Mask on. Mask off. Two shots. One shot. Mask on. Two masks.
Comply, comply.
The experts safe.
Do what you are told. It is for your safety.
Delta, the Omega, the Charlie Brown.
Stay inside. This is never ending.
Poor old people would just stay in the basement. How long the Martian boys just stay there? We'll come get you when it's safe.
Well, the vaccinators, you were real cocky a couple months ago.
I got vaccinated. Got my second shot April 19th.
I can't get sick from the corona. I'm vaccinated.
See this bucket of virus?
I'm vaccinated.
I'll even lick metal. I'm not afraid of anything.
I don't have to wear a mask.
People vaccinated are getting sick.
What?
You need a new booster.
What?
Who wants a shot? Who wants to see a ball game? Wave your flipper. That's for you. Go see the ball game. Who wants to work again? That's for you. Who wants their kids educated? What's in the shot? It's safe. Don't worry.
Go ahead, get it. I mean, when I take the hostess back, I feel like this is going to be a Broadway play in 3 years. You know what I mean? Like, what is it? This is when I knew, this is so dangerous.
keep grandma in the basement. Wait for... wait.
But you can go fly wherever you like.
All right, that's over for this portion here. That was Jim Brewer with his comedy special recently. So are people still like that in New York City there and New Jersey, Nico?
You mean in terms of completely mocking it?
In terms of being those trained seals that Jim was
You know, I noticed it's just been quiet. Which, do you ever hear the phrase, silence speaks volume?
Yeah.
That's exactly what this is. Like, they know. They know. They definitely know. And how couldn't you at this point? Like, Jesus Christ. Like, now we're at monkeypox with gay guys? Like, come on. Like, what's it going to be in another 2 years? You know?
Yeah, so that's a good question. Are they going to try and alienate gay people again? Because gay people can be sick? Or are they just going to pretend that it's not a sexually transmitted disease and it has nothing to do? It's just coincidental that 99.99% of the people that got moneypox is gay.
But here's the thing, though. Do we even know that's true? How do we know that's true? How do we know? I mean, and this is the question I asked myself from the beginning, right? And this ran off the heels of Dr. Andrew Kaufman's work about how he never even found that they isolated the virus to begin with, right? How do we know any of this is true? How do we know? Because a collective majority, right, just happened to have a particular view, right? Then, you know, I mean, there was experiments that have been done on compliance, right? When the majority has a particular view, Ash, right, Solomon Ash and his line study, right? You ever hear about that?
Not me.
You know about that one? No? Okay. Well, the study goes, you got some people in a room, I think it was like 5 or 4, give or take, maybe 3, it was like at least 4. And they have the subjects look at lines, and then they have a control line, and they say, okay, out of these 3 lines, okay, which one looks like this other line, okay? And the people in the experiment that were in on it, except one, all were told to give the wrong answer, right? And the results showed that when more people give the wrong answer, right, the more you're kind of outnumbered, the more you will give the wrong answer and join in on the wrong answer because you don't want to feel isolated and be the outcast and be wrong, right? But obviously the inverse was true, is the more people that actually agreed with the subject, or actually when someone else said the truth, then that increased confidence of the subject to want to give the right answer. So what does that say? What does that mean?
That means you need more people. Amanda's been fascinated with the Mandela effect for the last month or so.
Probably a little longer than that, but it definitely has been a serious focus of mine. But you mentioned it's Rocco, right? Is that your name?
Mm-hmm. Nico.
Okay. Nico.
Yes.
Thank you.
Let me just jump in real quick here. I'm going to leave the premises for like 2 to 3 minutes. I shouldn't be more than that. So you two could talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
Oh, definitely, because you mentioned Dr. Andrew Kaufman, and that's really been my focus since 2020. But even before that, but 2020 is when Dr. Kaufman came more on the scene, as in terms of the train theory and then also bringing to light what's going on, say, with viruses not being proven to even exist, at least not in the terms that Western or just medicine in general has been portraying them, that more so that there is no contagion, that it's actually just a bodily process of poisoning and toxins. And So when you mentioned that, that he has brought to light this, that there have been no proven studies that viruses are even, that they exist in the way that we've been told and that they're contagion, and that just, it just goes to show that people don't really understand what to even focus on to study. They don't know where to research, because for all of our lives, we've been told, you're going to catch something, you watch out, it's contagious, you better, you know, wash your hands, you better stay away from sick people because you're going to get sick. And for this concept to come out at this point, when we know that everything that happened in 2020 was fake and a fraud and a scam, that people are not able to really wrap their heads around this concept. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. And I think, too, you know, what really makes this hard to sell now, the truth, is now those people that have gotten vaccinated are more likely to believe in COVID after they get sick from the vaccine, that they don't realize it was the vaccine. You see what I'm saying? So now now we're in a big problem, because I just thought about it because of a friend of mine. You know, she got it for travel purposes. She lives out of the country, and, you know, like many other people, she got it because she felt like it was the right thing to do. She was scared she wasn't going to be able to travel back home and see her family, so she got it. And I tried to tell her with every last breath, please don't get this, like, and I just couldn't do it. And I told her, and I sent her all kinds of stuff, you know, about, like, what we're talking about, everything I possibly could. And I've done a lot of research. You know, I was out in, like, you know, the middle of Philadelphia passing out flyers, like, having conversations with people. I was shutting down doctors that were trying to push their narratives during a vaccine parade in my city. Right?
Impressive.
Yeah, I recorded it with these spy glasses that I have. Yeah, I'm pretty stealthy. Yeah, there's a camera right in the middle of it. So I went right up to them, and I was just asking them a series of questions. And I was stumping them. I was stumping them on stuff I know they couldn't answer, that because, you know, you can't beat the facts. So, but anyway, you know, that's the kind of information I'm saying that I would pass out. And, you know, it wasn't enough. She got it. And, you know, now she's even more convinced that COVID is a thing. So, you know, and a lot of people are, and a lot more people are, because it's the vaccine that's causing the issues now.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So now it's compounded.
Mm-hmm. Right, because why would you, if the vaccine's so protective and so it keeps you safe from getting infected, why would you get infected? The process of thinking with this is, well, no vaccine is perfect, and this is, it's always, there's some other variant, there's something new, more virulent out there that is always just that boogeyman hiding under the bed, ready to attack at any moment, and you better hope your immune system's strong enough to withstand the attack of this invisible boogeyman. And they've really been indoctrinated into this cult, the cult of the white-coated gods, to believe that.
White coat, yeah. That's what I call them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So that's impressive that you could go to a vaccine rally and stump these doctors. I mean, kudos, because that's...
Yeah.
They definitely often have this, you know, I guess a god complex of...
Oh, they sure
oh, no,
do.
We've gone to... Yeah, we've gone to all the schooling, and we've got this title now, and... They don't know one thing about viruses. They only know the tiny little bit that comes in a half an hour's worth all total for their education. It's equal to like a half an hour's worth of study, and somehow now they're the experts. So well done.
Yeah, thank you. And then you talk to somebody like Dr. Judy Mikovits, who was a virologist, right? So it's like, who are you going to believe? Who are you going to believe?
Right.
So, yeah. Exactly. I tend to err on the side of, you know, where, and this has just always been, like, screaming deep down for over a year now. In fact, I think it's been over a year since I wrote that article about the nanotech and the vaccine connecting human beings wirelessly to the internet. And in fact, I actually interviewed Dr. Mikovits about that theory that I had, and this was at a time when nobody was really talking about it. Nobody was talking about this yet. And, you know, I proposed the idea to her during the interview, because actually the interview was supposed to be for a documentary, and I wound up kind of just spinning it off for a second and just asking her about, you know, what she thinks of the theory I have and of the article I was writing at the time. And she completely concurred, and she explained exactly how it could happen. And I'm like, oh, man. So it's like, you know, and now when you say that to people, not everybody, but a lot more of the people who are starting to open up, truthers, whatever you want to call them, now it's much more commonplace to kind of accept this notion. When last year when I was saying that to people, even these freedom fighters, they thought I was crazy. But I, you know, it just made sense, right? Because you look at these patents, everybody knew about that Bill Gates patent, right? And we know just in general, right, that's where they want to go, right? That's where they want to go. It's all in their white papers, all in their books. Right, these futurists that they talk about, you know, being able to control human beings, right, through transhumanism, right? Well, we know there's brain interface chips that Elon Musk wants to develop. Well, why wouldn't they put nanotech into your body to monitor your health and transmit those signals to a healthcare provider and who God knows who else, but not just transmit out, transmit in.
Right.
So,
and that's the transhumanism. That's the transhumanism key right there. It's under the guise of upgrading your system so that you can never be sick again. You can have more energy. You can accomplish more because you've had this nanotech that has altered your DNA to create you, in, to actually create a system that is less organic and more of a non-organic technology.
Right, a cyborg.
Exactly.
And they, you know, they had to do it this way. There's no way. Can you imagine if they came to us on like some kind of national press release, right? Like, all right, guys, like we were wondering if you guys would want to be experiments, like, right, subjects for our experiment. Like, no way. No way.
No.
Like, you know, and the thing is, too, is, like, I don't think anything these guys do is for our benefit, right? Like, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing they do is for our benefit, only theirs, right? And, you know, another thing we know, too, is, you know, about this whole depopulation agenda. So, you know, I don't think all of the vaccines are intended to give people this special mRNA technology. I think what it was they were piloting the program and they put it into a decent amount of vaccines in order to data harvest. So see how these nanotech nanobots operate in the body, have that feed the data back out. Right, and then who cares if the subject dies, right? Because we're running an experiment. That's what science is about, right? You gotta kill a few humans to make an omelet, right? That's what I think they did. I think they had to test it out on a mass level, and you know, because when it comes to data, right? What's a better test parameter, right? Like 10 people, or you know, the entire global population, or as much as you can get. Yeah, they wanted to get as many people as possible. Yeah, to find out where all the kinks are, have it feed all the data back in, and then fix it. So I do think eventually they will perfect it, right? There will be, you know, nanotech that we can have in our bodies that will monitor our health, right? But it's not going to be for us, right? In terms of healing us or you know, reconstructing broken limbs.
They've been putting that into pharmaceuticals for years.
They
try to disguise it as we need to know if you're taking your medications or not.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Right.
So it's to keep
and
you safe.
Well, they went a little too far with this one. Right. But yeah, that's where they're going. That's exactly where they're going. And when you know, right, that's where they're headed. When I see this huge vaccine rollout, I almost knew immediately that this is kind of where it was going. Once I heard about the technology that was in it, my brain just clicked on, and I'm like, man. And two, the fact that they wanted to do the whole planet. And I have never seen anything like this in my entire life. And, you know, and that was it. It all just clicked immediately. And then the whole 5G stuff,
there's
right?
There's a lot of Democrat voters out there where if they were told to get a microchip to keep you safe, they'll do it. They don't even need to have a mandate or anything. They'll just do it because they were told.
Yeah, but if they were told, right, about the possible death rate, you know, in the beginning trials of this run, I don't think they'd sign up for it. You know, and then you have too, right? Another thing to connect this in was the whole 5G system, right? Because you have to have a powerful network, a telecom network, to run this thing, right? To run this thing, because right now, as far as I know, the technology that they have is using your cell phone as kind of like a medium, right? A medium to go from your body to your phone to the telecom network. The point they want to get to eventually is no cell phone. And just be able to go right into your body,
right?
But the signal strength that they would have to do something like that, you know, would have to be so dangerous that they might just keep it at some kind of they call it a user gateway, which is the cell phone. It's kind of the gateway between right what's in the body and then what the network connects to transmit in and out, and. I don't know how they would do anything like that, but I thought of one concept the other day, and you know the whole tinfoil hat thing? Remember that? Remember you ever get called a tinfoil hat?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, isn't that funny that the biggest insult to people who are interested in the truth, they chose that, right? So what I mean is... It's not really that far-fetched to think about how they could be using frequencies to control us, right? And I think that is the biggest secret that they have, right? And if we knew that, then the jig would be up. So what do? They pick one aspect of a person who might discover this one day or is creating a uprising, a rebellion, a whole movement that could expose it. So they say, all right, well, just call them a tinfoil hat. So if we make fun of the one thing that could expose our secret, no one will ever get that close because they'll always be called a tinfoil hat.
And let me co-sign with you on this.
Mm-hmm.
Because look at if you say the word Alex Jones to some people, they're going to say, well, that's the guy that says all the frogs are turning gay.
Exactly. See? Yep.
Meanwhile, all the humans are turning gay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, they have a word for that. What's that called in psychology? Is that inoculation? I think it's called inoculation, where they give you a psychological concept implanted so when you hear something, yes, kind of like how you're inoculated from – like, well, supposedly, right, a virus or anything. Well, the way a vaccine really supposed to work. Yeah. So,
I call
so
it hypnotized,
it.
But I guess we all have our different terms.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Yep. It's a subliminal concept that only comes out when it's, when it's confronted. Wow, that's interesting. And you remember the movie They Live with Roddy Piper?
Yes.
Well, yep. Do you remember the premise of that movie?
Uh-huh.
You remember the premise
of that movie? And I'm all out of bubble gum.
So for anybody who might not know, who's listening, you have Roddy Piper in there, and he discovered that there was, these entities, but the aliens, right? And nobody could see them. Nobody could see them until he came across these special pair of sunglasses. As soon as he put them on, he was able to see them, right? So the movie, you know, they go through a series of, you know, encounters, and he's joining this rebellion that's discovering the truth about them, and he sees all the propaganda everywhere. Every time he puts the glasses on, now he can really see what's going on, and the aliens, and he can actually see their face, their hideous faces when he puts the glasses on. But the important part of that movie that's connected into what I'm saying is, do you remember when he found that antenna? He destroyed that antenna. Remember, that was doing what? Putting out that signal. And as soon as they destroyed that antenna, the jig was up. And I'm telling you right now, if anybody looked into the power of frequencies, I'm telling you right now, frequencies is everything. It's everything. It's everything. I mean, that's how the universe was created, right? Sound, right? So
couldn't agree
that's
more.
The key. Mm-hmm. That's the key. It's frequencies. And it's they know that. They've been knowing that for a really long time. And, you know, I don't know if it's weird, too. And it ain't just me. Like, lately I've been feeling a lot of hostilities in the air. And I remember hearing, too, that there's ways that they could use those frequencies to make human beings more hostile.
We're going to start living in a much angrier world.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I understand there's a lot of factors to that, right? Like, you know, you lock people down for 2 years, right? You threaten their job. You take away their small businesses. People are generally
going to take away their food.
Exactly.
You tell them they have to eat the bugs.
What, you only bugs?
No, I'm not going to – I'm still going to eat my steaks.
Oh, man, Beyond Meat, you've never tried it? Come on, man. Delicious.
And Amanda's a vegan, but I'll gladly say I eat steak here. I'm not saying I have to have meat every single meal, but it should be a personal choice and not demanded by a globalist.
Exactly. And, you know –
You won't ever –
Good.
I was just going to say you would never catch me eating any of that lab-created Beyond whatever. Never touched that.
Yeah, and I hope a lot of other vegans have that view too, right? Like, let's not just, like, that's fine, you want to shift off of me, but don't eat that. That's probably worse. Like, have you ever read the ingredients, like, in that stuff?
Yes, I did. I did read the ingredients, and I knew immediately. Anything that is it's made from interesting ingredients to the point when you fry it, it looks like it bleeds. That's a no for me.
Yeah.
No, it's not natural. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, another thing, too, is, you know, I think there's some confusion, too, when it comes to meat. And they know this. Too. God, they know they're so smart, man. I'm not giving them credit, but they really are mad geniuses. They really are. So they managed to launch a campaign. They can launch whatever campaign they want against anything, man, and people just believe it. But in terms of meat, you know, you have all of these associations that have gotten together to demonize particular foods, right? And so you have the American Heart Association, the American Diabetes Association, American Cancer, Society, whatever that one's called, all the big major associations, right? And big agro, right? And big pharma's always in there somewhere, right? Aww. They're always the guilty party. It's like, I didn't do it this time, I swear. Like, no, you're always guilty. but anyway, real good from the wild meat is actually not bad for you. I wish people understood this, right? Now, the meat, when we think about meat, we have to remember the type of propaganda we've been fed, right? A lot of people, when you say, you know, is meat good for you? Like, they're like, man, I know it's not good for me, but I love it. That's actually not true, right? Now, the meat, yes, that you get most of the time, you know, the processed stuff, the hormones, whatever they're feeding these animals, yeah, meat's bad. You're damn right it's bad. But I guarantee if you go out into the woods, into an area where there's no, like, pollution, and that animal has been out there just eating, like, having a natural life, that meat is not bad for you. That's what they're confusing here. Right now, of course, if you eat too much of anything, that's a bad thing, right? You know, too much meat, too, you know, I get all that, right? You have to have a balanced diet. But the way they're spinning meat, you know, it's frightening a little bit. And I think the objective that they really want to go after is I don't want to say men, but just people who use, like, if you take away meat, right? Now I get it, like, oh, a gorilla has an all plant diet. Look how big that is. I hate that argument. That's a genetic thing, not what it eats. You know what I'm saying? That's a genetic thing. It has nothing to do with what it eats. It's supposed to be that big. It's a gorilla. It's genetic. It has nothing to do with it eating plants. Right? But, you know, what that does for us, right, you know, it gives us a lot of, there's a lot of vitamins and minerals in that stuff. And it does make people stronger. And I think if you take that away, you're going to have a very decapitated. What do they call that when they cut off the balls?
Is that castrated?
Medical term? I forget it.
Castrated.
Thank you. Yes, a very castrated society that won't be able to defend itself. So I think that's their objective. And right, we know that's their objective. Look what they do with the military. Making a march in heels. So this is all about demasculating the male. Right, and then making the female rely on the state. Right? And this all started back in the 70s with, you know, women's liberations and stuff like that, and making it intentionally harder for the working, you know, man and woman, the family, to survive, and forced the woman out of the home, so she had to work, and then they made her, you know, feel like she has to compete, and now, like, the gender wars and all that stuff, and, you know, and they got us right where they want us. They really do. But what are we going to do, right? What are we going to do? You know, we're at a point now where, like, you know, both parents have to work. And then who's watching little Johnny? Your local pedophile drag queen story time at the local public school. That's who's watching them, right? Or your Marxist, local Marxist teacher, right? Loves Vladimir Lenin. Right? The tattoo of him on her back. Like, I don't know, like... that's what's going on here. It's just like the family unit is the core solid strength of a strong society, and they just totally just wrecked it, you know?
Right.
The thing is
that if they could demonize everyone who is not part of the gay agenda, then they can literally wage war against us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
it's
almost being promoted, this LGBT stuff. It's almost like a religion. It just has that feel to it.
Well, you know, that's why they chose the gay community to attach monkeypox to. So if you're against the new vaccine that comes out or whatever, you're essentially going to be against gays. They do that all the time. They do that all the time with everything. They just attach a sensitive leftist issue to something, and then you can't touch it, like Obama, right? If you didn't like Obama, remember this? When Obama first hit the scene, if you didn't like his policies, you were a racist. They're so
right,
smart.
And I don't know about you, Nico, but I can't believe that Wikipedia had to change the definition of recession over 30 times in a 48-hour period, and now if you say the word recession, or you can go back in time now, where Spybook could go back 5 years and see that you said the word recession, and they could just say that you shared fake news.
Yeah, yep, it's unbelievable. Well, you know, I first witnessed that, them meddling around with definitions. My first experience of it was during Fukushima. After Fukushima happened, the EPA came out and raised the allowable limits for radiation. After they did that, I was like, oh, I see how all of this works now.
And I remember all the stuff coming to the coast in Oregon and stuff, and you had professors saying that the area is highly, the level has gone up highly due to of the radiation poisoning, but it's definitely not Fukushima, but it just all of a sudden went up massively.
Uh-huh.
But don't worry, it's not Fukushima, but we don't know what it is. I remember that.
Yeah, it's really scary, and it's just terrifying. Like I said, this is the calm before the storm happening right now. And you know, once we round the corner of the summer, and we start to plunge into that fall, you know, they're really going to start unloading on us, man. And I have a really bad feeling about what's coming. Really bad. I hope a lot of people are prepared, because I don't know. And I don't just say this, right? Like, I really think, like, just from a lot of my research, and I'm not the only one who shares these sentiments, it's not going to look good. And we know, right, in order for them to sell that next presidency, you know, they have to create a crisis. And we know also, too, that they have to meet their Agenda 30 goals, right, from the U.N. Yeah, these
right.
goals have
and
to be met by 20.
Klaus said that they no longer have to wait until 2030. They feel they're ready to implement that right now.
Right. Well, they want to have them completed by 2030. So just and this is how you know whoever the next U.S. president is going to be is going to definitely 100% be a fraud. I don't care who it is, because we know that Agenda 2030 has to come to fruition for these people, right? They've been planning this stuff for hundreds of years, right? You think, think about all this, right? They literally commit blood sacrifices to make sure this shit happens, right? So you have 2023, right? In that year, I really think a horrible, horrible catastrophe is going to happen, because it has to in order for the candidate to run on that crisis and save us. And I think it's probably going to be Trump. And that's because the type of stuff that they're going to have to sell us on, a lot of the conservative evangelical base is going to have to get on board with it, because he did a really great job of selling everyone else that base on the vaccine.
See, I don't know about that. Not because I would take Trump over Brandon 8 days a week, but
yeah,
he can only run once, meaning that in 2028 they give the power back to probably whoever the Democrat Party is at that time. So if they can control whatever offense Trump has, then they can do a ton of reversing, or they could just play him like they did the first 4 years and just go against everything. So they can limit his damage, and then they can come back in 2029 and do what they need to do.
Yeah, so you're essentially saying that Trump is innocent and that he means well, right?
I didn't say he was innocent.
Oh okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Look at what he did. He let Dr. Fraudy and Big Tech do whatever they wanted.
Yeah, exactly. But that and that's the thing, listen, you know, Trump was just here. His only goal was to cause division, check, and sell the vaccine. That's it. And everything, like, you know, this is how it works. They let them do whatever they want. They say, just make sure you get this done, right? So he was here to just do that. Everything else he did, the tax breaks and, you know, exposing the media, that was all fluff, just to make people think that he's legitimate, right? Because the main goal got achieved, did it not? Operation Warp Speed, billions of dollars to Gavi, right? All these other things, right? Those things got achieved. That was the main objective of his presidency, right? So that's what I'm saying. I don't care what good he does. People say, I hate that argument where it's like, oh, well, he's done some good. No. If you do one bad thing like you did with the vaccine, I mean, you would literally have to do a lot of good. There's not even any good you could do. That is the worst thing you could possibly do on this planet. And he did it. There's no good you could do other than to start, you know, executing people like Fauci on live TV and saying, I'm sorry. That's it. That's the only way you can rectify that. Other than that, you're a sellout. Sorry. I've been saying that.
And
like,
even today, he's
that.
Still out there saying that he believes in this stuff.
Yeah.
And
going on Candace Owens show.
Every single time he says it.
Yeah, he was on Candace Owens saying the vaccines are safe. And this is after he was president. So all those people that said, you know, he was just doing it because he had, you know, he had no choice. He had no choice. You know, I'm so sick of hearing that.
Of
I'm so sick of hearing that.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm sick of hearing that as much as I'm hearing I'm just doing my job.
Oh, amen,
right?
Amen.
Yeah, the I'm just doing my job people are literally like, they led to the worst kind of, you know, decline of human civilizations ever.
And I would almost give him a pass if he came out like a year and a half ago and said I was conned by Dr. Fraudy. And even Dr.
Exactly.
Birx says that she was conned by Dr. Fraudy. But
yep.
Trump still is out there promoting it like he's the savior because he allowed these gene therapies that Bill Gates has had for years just waiting to unload.
Yep. Yeah, I totally agree.
But those are Trump's two major faults. He let big tech destroy him and destroy us in the process, and he allowed Dr. Fraudy to do whatever he and his cohorts wanted. Other than those two big flaws, I liked what he had to say, but those
right.
are two big flaws that I really don't want to vote for.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you what right now, to go back to what you were saying earlier, you know, he can set a lot up in 4 years. Because you said, you know, 2028 or whatever, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. That's only 2 years. By 2028, you know how many things are already going to be implemented? Listen, he's got to be here. He's going to be the one to sell us on the hardest parts of Agenda 2030. He's going to be the one. He's just like he was the one. They know what they're doing, right? Unless they got some other candidate up their sleeve I don't know about that can slick talk the entire planet like he can, right? It's going to be him.
He's the Antichrist, I don't believe that.
No, I don't believe that at all. I don't believe the Antichrist as a person. I don't believe in that concept.
I somewhat disagree with that because that could be artificial intelligence. It could be in the form of a person.
Well, I mean, define person, right? Like, you know.
Well, yeah, but if Satan is a shapeshifter, then he can morph into whatever he would like to be. So
yeah, I don't think
I'm going to that's where I'm at. So.
Yeah.
It will be in the form of probably a human entity so they can get everybody in line, well, like the Pied Piper.
Yeah, but I definitely, I'm almost 100% certain that if whoever it is, whether it's Trump or whoever it is, whoever is president of the United States in 2024 is going to sell the American people on some of the most horrific policies that will lead us into Agenda 2030. And if it is Trump, his main message, pretty much the narrative that will be spoken around, is if you don't go along with it, you're not a patriot. Imagine that, right? Imagine how bad that's going to be. Right? We're all henpecking each other, right? You don't like Trump. I can already imagine now. I already, all these people that I was such close friends with.
Yeah, but you're under the assumption that we're even going to make it to 2024.
We're going to make it there. We have to.
Well, we could already be signed up into the one world government by then. It's by divine intervention why we're not already there, because if you remember two months ago, where Dr. Tedros tried to get all the nations under one and the World Health Organization would run the planet, and enough nations said no, so they had to scrap it. But Brandon gave them more power than what the World Health Organization even wanted.
Yeah, but still, though, that is administrative collectivism, I guess you could call it, for lack of a better word. And what I mean is what they're still lacking is the general public coming together under one banner. That's what they mm-hmm. want. And as far as I know, there's only one thing they have planned to do that, and that is Project Blue Beam. Right? So the fake alien invasion where we all come together under an alien threat, that is, I heard, the last card that they're going to play before this is totally solidified.
And therein lies the Luciferian AI that could very well take place.
Yeah. Yep. And, we're going to see this. We're going to see this in our lifetime. Like, we're going to see all this. It's not going to be, we're going to see it. And it's not going to be fun. But, if you stay true and stay to the truth and let the light guide you, you will have God's hedge of protection always. I mean, I've had some weird things happen to me, especially recently, too. Like, I'm not going to get into details, but, I'll just say this. When people try to mess with me, odd stuff happens to them. I don't know. It's just very strange.
Well, let me start knocking here where I haven't had any weird stuff happen when I ask you if you want to be on the show.
No, I mean, if people, try to, harm me or anything like that, or if there's some kind of, devious plot going on that's trying to kind of befall me, I see it happening, right? It's, exposed to me. I don't know. It's just strange. But I think that's what happens when you really are a righteous person. I'm not just tooting my own horn. It's hard to try to be a good person, right? Not all the time, right? It comes easy most of the time, right? But when you get mad, but I think a lot of people are inherently good, right? Or am I wrong about that?
I would like to think that the average person does more good than harm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think when you really are walking that path, I guess you could say, that's what it is. When you have the spirit of Christ in you and you're living by that, you'll have that hedge of protection too. It'll always be there, always. So that's why I'm unafraid, right? Now if I knew I was hurting people and then trying to pretend to be some freedom fighter, I'm going to get my ass kicked. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that at all. So yeah, it's just you got to live life for life as a whole, right? Or else what is it worth living for, right? Because if I'm not living my life knowing how it affects other people, then I'm just a horrible person, right? Living for me, and I'm not the only one here.
Yeah, so what other projects do you have upcoming that you want to share about?
Yeah, so, hopping back on my documentary, thank God. Getting back on that. There might be a few more people I'd like to interview. I have somebody that I want to discuss subject of, the whole AI blockchain thing coming that's going to pretty much be the backbone of our entire society, right? The metaverse, all that stuff. I have somebody in mind for that, and I just want to kind of – and it's interesting, too, because this has been in the making for a long time for me because I had some delays. I said, I had problems at work. Everything that could have happened to delay me happened. And but the crazy thing is when I go back to the interviews I did, I must have done, 26 interviews with a great lineup of people. All the great freedom fighters. You got David Icke in there, Judy Mikovits is in there, tons of people that are in there, all kinds of astrophysicists in there, people, with really reputable degrees and MIT scientists in there too, all kinds of people who are big names in, climate change and Agenda 21 and all these other areas are in it. But when I go back and I listen to those interviews, the funny thing is they're all evergreen. Everything they're saying still applies today. That's remarkable. So, yeah, I'm going to get back and finish that. And then, I told you before, one of the last couple podcasts we talked about was that story that I was working on. Remember that animated comedy series? So
yes.
I got that too. And then some other kind of little personal ventures that I'm doing to try to just, you know, not have to work a 9-to-5 anymore. And yes, it's legal.
Oh, I understand. I went back to work in a day job a few months back.
Yeah. Yeah, I just I'm really getting to the point where I'm tired of making money for other people. I'm at that point now where I'm like, you know what? In reality, like this, and I love my job. Don't get me wrong, I do. I love it. I do great, but they're making money off of my ability. It's like, wait a minute, why am I not believing in my ability? They are. They're paying me for my ability. Why am I not getting out there and using my ability to get paid for myself? Because I get paid 10 times more. If you know the right, you know, if you know how to pursue it correctly, which I'm almost certain I have. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
So can I ask what the documentary, you mentioned you're going back to it.
Mm-hmm.
You've already started it. You've done a documentary and you're mm-hmm. doing a second part. Fill me in on your documentary.
Yeah. So this is, I did all of the interviews already and I have all of the notes typed up. I mean, this thing must be, I can't even tell you how many pages of notes I have on this thing. So I have a decent amount of the outline written up. So it's at the point now where it's like, you know, I kind of just have to start putting things together, right? I have all the pieces. I just have to start putting them together. That's it. And then do my own segment because I'm going to be in it, obviously. And you know, just start putting it together. But it's going to be called Ecofascism, Agenda 21, Utopian Genocide. So
wow.
Just from the name alone, yeah, just I always love saying
yeah.
that to people. I said it to David Icke, and I asked him what he thought, like, you know, and he gave an interesting response to that. So that'll be interesting, you know, to put all that out. But, yeah, you know, and it covers everything. Every single and it's hard with a documentary like this because I'm tackling something that hasn't been done before, right? Meaning we've had a lot of documentaries on climate change, tons. And there's tons out there. You know, Mark Moreno did a great job with his Climate Hustle 1 and 2. They were great. And then there was other – he also had a book, too, Green Fraud, that came out. It was really good. And then, you know, and a lot of the people actually he interviewed – funny thing is when I watched his documentary, I got ideas for people I wanted to interview for mine. And I was like, thanks, Mark. And he's actually one of the people I interviewed. So that was pretty funny. And yeah, so – he's in it too, and but yeah. So the climate change documentary has already been done, right? But nobody has ever successfully merged climate change and Agenda 21 because that's what these two are inexorably connected, right? Because obviously they have to tell people that they are harming the planet through their activity, right? That activity contributes to all of these bad things, right? CO2, right? Because everything you do, right? If you go to the store and you buy something, if that's not from a sustainable company, then your behavior is leading to this, right? And if you drive a car and it's putting this, you know, pollution in the air, it's leading to that, right? But all of that output that humans do, ultimately, they say, lead to this increase of warming of the planet, and we're all going to die. So until people start changing their behavior, you know, we're all going to die. So that's where the climate scientists come in, right? So they'll come in, do their part in the documentary, and then we're going to shift into, okay, now that we've debunked that, like that has been done before, now let's get into why are they doing this? What is the point? And I just told you, right? That's kind of like, you know, in order to control every facet of human society and behavior, right, you have to give them a focal point so they think everything that they do leads to this horrible, larger-than-life outcome that's bad. And that's the global warming, climate change nonsense, right? So if you can brainwash them with that concept first, then you get them thinking everything they do is bad, right? And then we get into, well, what are those things? Okay, well, you know, like, you know, things you do, you know, your laundry, right? Like, the type of building code that your house has to be in. Your house itself, right? Like, where are you living, right? Like, how, what kind of, and then we get into the social aspect, right? Like, are you the type of person that talks about those big three letters, ESG, right? Environmental, social, governance, right? All of those things that kind of facilitate this agenda that people are going to be brainwashed into kind of regurgitating on a day-to-day basis, at least in their mind, with the motivations of their behavior, right? And then you have the technology, right, that enforces this and influences this, right? AI, blockchain, all of this stuff, every single facet of society is based on this. Agenda 21 is the biggest issue we ever had, ever, ever. It's everything. It is everything. If anybody ever asked, what's the biggest Agenda 21? That's it. It is because it covers. You ever see the book they use to outline all of the type of activity that they want to control and regulate? Is located in the Global Biodiversity Assessment. It came out as kind of like an addition to the United Nations Global Agenda 21 summit that they had in Rio de Janeiro in 1992. And this book was an accompaniment to pretty much get into the details, right? This book is literally like 4 or 5 inches thick. I have it. 2 copies. It's huge. If you ever read this thing, you're like, oh, my God. Like, these people need to get a life. Like, for real. Like, do these people not have anything else better to do? They literally sat down and outlined every single thing, like, that humans do that's bad. Right? And a lot of other stuff, too, in there, but I'm just saying, the doffing, air conditioner, right? Like, all of this stuff. And, you know, it's going to outline a lot of the big world leaders, some that people don't know, some names that people haven't heard of yet that they're going to hear, that they should know about, just stuff like that. And it's going to get into solutions, right? Because I hate being the person that just talks about the problem, right? And then we're going to get into solutions, like how we can actually fight this. And sadly enough, after all my years of doing this, freedom fighting, the only conclusion I've come up with is I think surviving is how to win. Because if we know that depopulation is the cornerstone of their agenda, one of the primary goals of their agenda, then just surviving is winning. Because this is going to happen no matter what. I'm sorry to tell everyone. There's no stopping us. There's no stopping it at all. We have to go through this. We have to. So that's what part of this is going to be, is how to survive it. It's how to survive it. Just like the end of Terminator 3, remember? When Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator, put him in the bunker and told him that's where everybody was going to meet during Doomsday, but really nobody was there, and it was just to save John Connor's life so he could survive Doomsday, which was the nuclear, bombs going off everywhere. And that's this concept here, is this people have to know how to survive it. You know, and this ain't no joke, you know. So that's it. That's it, really. Now you don't need to watch it.
No, now I'm more intrigued. Now I definitely want to watch it. I mean, you had me at your title for sure.
It's a lot, though, man. It's like, I mean, think about it. You know, every facet, I'm just like, you know, so business, law enforcement, the medical industry. I want to cover every single aspect that people engage in so everybody from those areas understands how it affects them. It's a big undertaking. It really is. It's daunting,
yes. Yes.
Honestly.
Yes. No doubt about it. But it sounds like you're well on the way. So I'm looking forward to it. I definitely will enjoy something like that. Truly, the best way to get to audiences anymore is through some sort of video, some sort of documentary or video. It's definitely how you'll get to the people. And education is important, and they should be educated on what is actually going on with Agenda 21, 2030, and anything that comes from Klaus Schwab is pretty chilling what we're going through. And like you said, it's coming down the pike. We're not going to be able to get away from it. We just need to be educated so that we can handle it when it does come our way. Be prepared, because if you're prepared, you won't fear.
Yep, exactly. Thank you. I'm going to write that down. If you're prepared, then you won't be scared. That's good. That's really good. Thank you.
I did not
really
come
good.
Up with that.
Well, that's really good. That's really insightful. Well, it's just the fact that you still held on to it.
Yes, and it's the truth that we can be prepared. Education is where it's at, so I'm looking forward to hearing more about it. Where do we go to learn more? Do you have a website? Do you have an email list?
I do have a website, essentialliberties.com, but I haven't updated it in a little while because I've been so busy. I mean, I have some articles and stuff that I put up there. I'm going to be starting to put a lot more up there, you know, in the coming months. But, you know, for a little while, I haven't been updating it because I've been so busy, you know, trying to keep my job.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. That's
yes,
what happens.
Understood.
I put all my eggs in one basket. It's the only basket.
Yes. I understand. I do.
Yeah.
I have my business, but then I also am a kindergarten teacher. So it just has to, you have to, you know, prioritize.
Yeah. See, you know, that's the funny thing about balancing.
I think most of us in the freedom movement, because we all have our side projects and that's all the free work we do, and we're just trying to make money. We're not like Antifa that could just live off George Soros.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's one of the things I'm trying to do with this idea I mentioned earlier. Like, I want to get something built really quickly within the next couple months or so, and then just have it, like, make residual income so I can step away and just kind of monitor it and then do this freedom fight thing, like, full on, you know, because I have to. Just have to. I hate the fact that I can't, like, dedicate more time to it. You know, people are like, balance? Yeah, have healthy balance. Like, here's my idea of balance, right? Like, while some people might be like, okay, well, if you take a given month, this is just an example, and you say, okay, you have four things, right? So you do one thing one week, one thing the next week, one thing that, right? So it's all four are done. I don't do that. I would do one thing in 4 months, right, then the next thing, the next 4 months, right? So it's just my balance is a lot more, like, longer, right? Whatever, you get what I'm saying? Like, some people don't understand this concept. It's like, you know, I just take longer to do one thing that balances out the next thing that also takes long. I hope that makes sense. Yeah.
It does.
But, yeah, it irritates a lot of people around me, for sure.
Well, you are the creative force behind this, and when you're the creative force, you have to be creative, and that's
I know.
Working your way around all of that.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, I gotta get to bed though. It's 10:30 where I'm at.
Yeah, I was just gonna sit for just over an hour. I don't want to overstay my welcome with you.
No, that's perfectly fine. Thank you. I hope I was of some value tonight.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right, I'll go ahead and take my time out here. So thank you, Nico, for joining us.
No problem. Thank you, man. And, you know, we'll be in touch. And it was nice to
meet
you.
All right, thank you.
Same to you.
Yep.
Have a good night.
Yep, bye.
All right, on that note, we're going to grab our time out, and then we'll come back and we'll do some other stuff here. So stay tuned.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, Delivering the Truth in New York State and Beyond. See you then.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors. This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better. Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do... Why would you?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Okay, one more time. This is your foot. This is shoes. This is your foot in shoes.
I can't move.
Any questions?
A little help.
This public service announcement brought to you by Zero Shoes. Feel the freedom, feel the fun, feel the world in Zero Shoes.
All right, we happen to make it back here, so Proof is here. Amanda's here with me as well.
Yep, I'm right here.
So we haven't done Mr. Broccoli yet today, so I figured let me go ahead and get that ready to go here.
Excellent. We'll
I don't know if
over.
You saw the latest episode.
No, I actually just wait until Wednesday because I know I get to watch with you. So
oh.
I look forward to the surprise. Last week was pretty hilarious, so I'm looking forward to this week.
I thought last week's episode was pretty good.
Sure was.
When he talked about wanting to see Broccoli Man's monkey.
Yeah.
You don't want money,
yep.
Fox. I don't know why I'm having a hard time finding it today. Let me see here.
It's that kind of day.
There we go. All right. So let me drop the link to you here.
Sounds good.
I almost feel like a second episode. Don't be surprised if after I ask if we can watch a different, an older Broccoli Man.
Works for me.
All right. All right, so let's get you going here. So let me know when you're ready.
All right, I'm pulling it up right now.
Yes.
I'm ready.
Oh, that was fast. Okay. All right, so let's count it down. So we'll do 3, 2, 1, action.
Thank you. Welcome to another debate. Our sponsor tonight is Live in the Kfar Mafia Depot. We want to remind everyone it is Money Fox season. Get your weekly dose of the Money Fox gene therapy so we can help reduce population together. Remember, Live in the Kfar also sells the suicide pods. If you really want to help us get to zero carbon, you can purchase a cask today and get right into a Liza Nika suicide pod. Today on our panel, we have the absolute worst system ever. We have cisgendered white male right-wing extremist broccoli man.
That was very disrespectful and up.
We are going to very closely monitor your speech tonight. If you say anything we do not like, we have two policemen standing right behind Broccoli Man. They have complete control and authority to do whatever they want with Broccoli Man. They can handcuff him, tase him, pistol whip him, or even kill him on the stage. We also have the millennial point of view.
I will have you know that my birthing partner is the best girlfriend I ever had in my life. Oh dear, I can't believe I did it already.
Now Mike, we already told you to watch your expletives. We are on live television. Hundreds of people will watch this debate.
Yes, I understand, Martha. I am so... I'm sorry for using a profanity and also for calling my girlfriend a gender. I love her so much.
Anyway, let's get back to introductions. We have the correct point of view and he happens to be the sponsor of this debate. We have the founder and president of Lysina Kfar Mafia Dickles. G. Lobbyist.
I despise you all. We're going to microchip all of you and then bring you to FEMA camps.
Okay, let's start the first question. Gee, Lobbyist, you are first. What can you tell us about Moneypox?
Thank you, Martha. We have created a bunch of viruses to try and get rid of you 99% pieces of excrement. Of course, we will not put this on the smell-o-vision so that you train seals will not know what we are doing. We demand maximum compliance so we can microchip and decease the population.
Broccoli Man, are you going to agree with this like we told you to do?
No, I do not believe that to be.
Okay, let me move to the millennials. What do you think about the Moneypox?
We do not believe in the conspiracy theories about the rich wanting to kill the population. We get our gene therapies every single time Eliza like a microchip says to get it. I have only had 9 heart attacks and have COVID 7 times now so far. But it would be much worse if we did not get our gene therapies.
My birthing partner has been trying to get me pregnant. She does not want anyone else to know she is a woman with the largest banana I have ever seen. Her junk is much larger than mine. I want to make sure I breastfeed the brand new non-binary baby. So I will get whatever gene therapies the science tells me to get. I don't want to get COVID again. I have only 12 heart attacks and had COVID 14 times since getting my gene therapies. If someone tells you that the rich elites are trying to kill everyone on the planet so they can have it to themselves, they're fools. People like me, Lobbyist loves people and would not try to kill people. That is why they give us these gene therapies for free.
Don't you need breasts to breastfeed your baby?
It's obvious you are something occurrent but never taken a science class. You're a dumb boomer.
Broccoli Man, that was extremely rude to the trans community. We ordered you to shut up and agree with us. It is science.
Mr. Broccoli is adult. He is not willing to understand that we are manipulating the education system and make the population believe our brainwashing. Today's population is a bunch of fools that will believe every single thing we tell them to believe.
Okay, next question. Should everyone still wear a scam since we are still in emergency protocol?
If there is a climate emergency, why are you forcing people to wear scams? How will scam wearing help Earth's climate?
You're a cisgendered bomber and a stupid. We should always listen to what G. Lobelist tells us to wear scams. G. Lobelist knows the best about how to handle emergencies.
Whenever we have a new gene therapy coming out, we will always force everyone to wear scams. It teaches everyone to live in fear. When there is mass hysteria and fear, these 99% nincompoops like these millennials will do absolutely everything we say. Sometimes we demand they wear scams because they are dumb stupid aminals that we control because we feel like it.
When G-Lobalist says to wear scams, I do it. He's one of the richest people in the world. He knows how we 99% need his help.
You are doing the right thing, sugar. Next question. Klaus Schwab says we need to stop driving cars right now. We also need to stop eating meat to save the planet. He is demanding that we kill all the cows and instead we all need to eat the bugs. Millennials, are you going to help by listening to Klaus Schwab and eat the bugs instead of meat?
We are going to save the planet. I will eat the bugs and drink their water so that the 1% can help save us.
We go to Solvent Hampshire Institute and Technology. SHIT is the best test school for liberal studies.
We are the 1% of the 1%. We can do what we want. We need to have you 99% dolts to give up your petrol, your cars, your meat, and your housing so we can own all of the farmland and use the private jets as we wish.
I promise when I finally get pregnant, if this baby is born with a banana, I will have it chopped off so I can help with the Great Reset.
Okay, everyone. That is it for tonight's debate. Please support Lysenica and get your freedom microchips, and also please consider getting a Lysenica suicide pod. Thank you, everyone.
You brought me here to not even talk in the debate?
Yes, because we need to show how no one wants to hear you MAGA fans. Now please go with the police so they can consider bringing you to the FEMA camp. That does not exist.
Alright, so hopefully you like that.
Yes, very good. Is that Kamala? Please tell me that Kamala.
I don't have Kamala in here.
Oh. Well, that debate, yes, the person running the debate just kind of looks like her.
Oh.
Pretty, but yeah, definitely a good way to get the point across, and definitely bringing in the quality voters, such as the current millennial voters who do what they're told, unfortunately.
I like that, where G. Lobelist says that those people listen like trained seals, and
yeah.
And then the trained seals come out and praise G. Lobelist.
Uh-huh. Good play on the comedians that you showed earlier. Whatever that guy's name is, he was hilarious.
Jim Brewer.
Yes, that was so good. He was perfect. Well, I actually liked listening to it more than watching it this time.
So how long ago did you join us here on Freedomizer? Do you remember?
Yeah, it's April. We started in April, and so it's been about 4 months now. May, June, July, August. Yes. Yes, yes. And I'm thinking it might be time for me to do my own show with your blessing.
Well, you can always have your own show.
Yeah, I just needed to know, like you pointed out earlier, kind of do that until you get comfortable so you know you're not going to be a disaster. So, yeah, I've enjoyed it, though. And I've seen Broccoli Man every week since we started. So I'm definitely
well,
not caught up.
What most people do when they start their own show is they stay here with me until they get tired of being with me, I guess.
Oh, got it.
So I'm not kicking you out the door necessarily. It's not you're 18, you're out the door.
That's okay, because I was out the door at 17.
Well, so was I, but I'm just saying.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for not kicking me out. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely been pretty fun to talk to people like the guest you had on earlier. His name, let me see, it's Rico? Rico.
Nico,
yes.
Rocco.
Nico, thank you.
So if you want to send him a Facebook request, he'll pick it up.
Oh, okay. I sure will. Nico. Aha, I see him. And he's a mutual friend of yours, so I'm going to send him a friend request.
Okay.
Got it. Cool. Did you send me another Broccoli Man?
Yes.
Aha.
Except Broccoli Man isn't in this one, but it's the Millennials.
Okay. This is always fun. That guy with the really deep voice just kills me.
Some people think he's creepy because of his voice, but has his millennial moments.
Yes, he's quite creepy. He's trying to get his transgender wife pregnant.
Yes.
Even though his wife's junk's bigger than his.
Yes.
So, yeah, I've got it pulled up if that's something you wanted to do now.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I'm
so
ready.
We'll count it down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Doctor. I have been waiting for months to get my pap smear, and I also need help to get pregnant.
We want to have a baby non-binary child who can enjoy the future of a one-world global government.
So, you and your girlfriend are trying to get pregnant?
You racist and genderist. How dare you call us by our gender?
I hope you lose your business license. You should not be calling us anything but our name. My pronouns are they and them.
I am also a they and them. I am so mad I can punch something.
Oaxa, so you want some male sexual enhancers for your hole puncture?
Look, you need to knock it off by assuming my gender. We're not Trump supporters. My birthing partner and I, we do not believe in gender. She hates gender even more than I do. Oh no.
How dare you call me a she? You know better than to call me by gender. When we get out of here you are so getting abused. You need to stop treating me like a something ducker.
Mike, if you want, young lady, come up here and sit down. I can take a look at both of you.
Are you making fun of my birthing partner? My girlfriend is a great person and I love her.
I've been done told you. Stop calling me a female pronoun. I'm a they/them. You are not supporting me. All you care about is yourself.
It's so, Mom. Your boyfriend is a very nice, upstanding young man.
Just stop making fun of our genders and please just do my pap smear. My birthing partner needs to help me get pregnant. She has been trying to get me pregnant for months and years. What have I done?
That's it. When we get off out of here I am so punching you in your front hole.
Okay, Mike. I need you to remove your pants so if I can inspect your hole puncture.
What are you going to do to my front hole?
If you want to get your girlfriend pregnant, I need to see your hole puncture. Then I can help you get her pregnant with a beautiful boy or girl.
You need to lose your license. How dare you tell us to have a boy or girl? Just get out of my face and go get a real doctor.
You are the most racist and sexist doctor ever. How can you stand there and tell us to have a boy or a girl?
Why are you yelling at me? You came here wanting to have a baby together. I just said that I can help you develop a boy or a girl.
There are over 1,000 genders. It is not your place to say we are only allowed to have one or two genders.
Look, you racist piece of trash. Just do this pap smear and help them with a plan to get pregnant. I want to help them get pregnant. I want to be the best parent too for my birthing partner. Then we'll make a good parent one.
You want to help them get pregnant? Where is them? I only see him.
That is not a him. That is a them. The pronouns are they and them.
So, how do you want me to do a pap smear on him? He has a hole puncher.
Looking at you something something duker. I'm going to say this one last time. Them is my birthing partner. My birthing partner wants to get me pregnant. I am having a hard time getting pregnant. Can you please stop being genderist and tell me how she can get me pregnant? No. I'm making a genderist fool of myself. I called her a she again. I'm so sorry. I need to stop being a stupid proof negative listener and quit using my whiteness as a virtue signaling weapon.
Doctor, you are causing us emotional trouble. We are going to need safe spaces after this visit. Instead of helping us, you are being the most offensive person ever.
Sir, you do not have the proper body parts to get pregnant. It is impossible for you to get pregnant. Hole punctures have sperms. Sperms travel to mate with eggs. Eggs do not move to the sperms. Where do you think a baby boy or girl to come out if you did get pregnant?
I can get a C-section just like everyone else.
I would like to help you. Unfortunately, Mike, you do not have the proper parts on your person to conceive the child inside your body. I am afraid you do not have the womb. What do they teach you at SHIT these days?
You have not even checked my ovaries or cervix. Why are you being so racist and genderist? Please just do my pap smear.
How do you expect me to check out the front hole and lady parts? You have a hole puncher. There is not the right body parts to get a pap smear. I am unable to check your ovaries. You do not have ovaries on your person.
We are suing you for not wanting to help us. We are going to own this mug because you refused to help them get pregnant. You also refused to do his pap smear and look at them's ovaries.
I am not doing this anymore. Okay, that is it. We are done here. You are still paying for this appointment. My apologies, but I do not know how to speak millennial.
That is it. We are hiring Lionel Hutz to sue the single white racist and male chauvinist degenerate for millions of dollars. They just violated the Hippocratic Oath. You are the most racist and genderist something duker ever. You're too white and cisgendered to be my gynecologist. Please, bring me a doctor who's black and does not have a gender.
You do not need a gynecologist. You need a psychiatrist. Please do not call me a them or a they. I am not these odd thems. I am a him. Just one person. You millennials are so brainwashed.
You are too cisgendered to be a doctor. You are too old to understand science. We are gonna own your joint soon, you cisgendered old coot. We know more about science than you do. We finna see you just like the guy that refused to bake the gay wedding cake.
We are calling the newspaper and CNN. We are also going to tell everyone at Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology about this experience. Everyone at SHIT is going to protest you forever. I hope you enjoy your last day working here. Black Lives Matter and Antifa will be up here to huff and puff and blow your house down. We tried to work with you. Now you will pay the price. Cancel culture gets very expensive.
All right, I don't know if you saw that one before or not.
No, I did not. But it's a great depiction of exactly how insane this whole movement is. Help me get pregnant, even though I don't have one single correct body part to get pregnant. Yeah. And then if you can't do it, can't create a miracle, then I guess you're racist and sexist. Pretty obnoxious.
Yeah, so now you got to see Mike's girlfriend or trans friend or whatever you want
right.
to call it.
Yes.
That's
the girlfriend that. Okay. Yeah, the girlfriend that doesn't go by female any. Just they, them. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because that's a birthing partner. That's not a girlfriend.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So you don't ever want to make that depiction there.
Yes, because go to a fertility specialist and be pissed off whenever they actually try to help you. Shame on you for trying to help. Yeah, this is very interesting times that we're living in. But, yes, very correct.
And don't forget that Malik is large and in charge.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you could see that in this video.
Yeah. Kind of reminded me of the Mike, Big Mike. Is that what
Michael Robinson Obama, who's such a nice lady.
Yes. Wasn't his nickname Big Mike?
Yes.
Pretty sure. Yeah.
So have you seen Jamar before, the one of the millennials named Jamar?
It doesn't sound familiar.
This one's only 3 minutes. Well, I'll authorize a third one going today, but then we got to get back to work.
Okay. Is this Malik sitting on the table? Yes, I do recognize this character.
No, that's not
so
Malik.
Let's watch.
That's Jamar. Oh. That's the booster boy.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay. I recognize him, but let's watch it.
All right, it's only 3 minutes, so I don't want to bore everybody, but we'll do it. All right, so
Sounds good. Three, two, one,
action.
Hi, doctor. I am ready for my 19th booster.
Good job, my man. Let's get you the latest Lysinic joint.
All the other 18 booster I got, I get heart attacks. After the third booster, I also tested positive for HIV.
I'm sure that is just a coincidence.
I wonder how many boosters I'm going to need before this disease is over.
I hope it is a new booster every week for the rest of your life. Lysinica pays all of my bills. I have never made so many fat stacks of cash in my life. I think the president made it mandatory.
This will be my 19th booster. I have had 17 heart attacks. Also, I have been tested positive for COVID-23 times. I can't wait for this to be over.
I thank God every single day that I can provide everyone with mandatory gene therapies.
I will still get every one of them. I do not want anyone thinking I'm a Trump supporter. But doctor, I am so tired of the heart attacks that go with it. The nurse told me the next time I have a heart attack, I will not be allowed to have sex for the rest of my life. I just wish Trump could have stopped this virus.
Well, just like Mick Jagger says, you can't always get what you want. But thankfully I can pay for everything I want.
All of these people complaining about these boosters are just selfish and are just racist trash. When we have one world globalist agenda, no one will be allowed to think for themselves.
I'm so glad we live in the United States of Lysinica. The CEO of Lysinica runs all the president's controls. He recites everything Lysinica says. Then the head of Spybook acts as the vice president. Spybook makes sure everyone thinks the same way. And as long as everyone gets mandatory gene therapies and does not have independent thought, we can have one happy society.
Sing it, player. I so cannot wait until everyone is eating bugs and soy turkeys. Everyone's carbon footprint will go down if we stop eating meat. It is important to breathe as little as possible so we can save the environment. I just wish there was a way that carbon we put out can be eaten by a machine and put back in the atmosphere's air.
Well, sir, that is the job of trees.
I live in an apartment. I do not need a tree. I need a machine that takes the carbon I breathe out and it returns air back to the earth. That would be way too sweet, dog.
I just go where the money is for me. I love getting paid. I love money.
Will this booster work and stop me from getting a heart attack?
Don't worry, son. The other 18 boosters did not work. But you can trust me that this one will finally work.
I just hate so much that people do not trust the science. Just because the other 18 boosters did not work and gave me myocarditis does not mean the 19th one is tainted. I trust everything Dr. Frotti says. Doctor, do you get heart attacks when you get your boosters?
Oh no, not me.
I am exempt and would never take these deadly things. I want to live.
Perfect ending. I would never do that.
Oh,
I want to live.
Oh, it's still going. I don't know what happened there.
Oh. It ended at 3:07 for me.
Oh, did it? Okay. Well, mine just shut off for some reason. All right.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Anyway, now you know Jamar, and hopefully that made perfect sense.
It sure did, yes, because when you have 17 boosters, I think was 17 was his number, and, you know, you've got chronic myocarditis, then you definitely want to keep, you know, trusting that science.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Yes, and what these people might not understand who think that it's worth it, myocarditis is a chronic health condition. When you have it, you can have it for absolutely years, even in the rest of your life, because it's damaging to your heart muscle. And they don't always recognize that as an effect of the myocarditis. They think it's just an acute situation, but often it becomes chronic.
I didn't think once you have myocarditis that you can actually get rid of it. I thought that was with you forever.
Yes, exactly, because it is damaging to the heart. I know that there are people who say that they have recovered, and I don't know their personal history well enough to say yay or nay, but once you've got that injury, it's pretty detrimental. So, yeah, of course, anything that you do that's going to possibly target the heart will often create a heart attack in that person, or heart failure in general. So, yeah, it's quite scary to think about, especially if you're a child. My best friend from high school, her son died of myocarditis, not from a vaccine at the time, but it hit him pretty hard, and it was pretty devastating to watch.
So I know that I didn't give you enough time today to get into anything, so was there any stories that you wanted to get into?
Not specifically. I mean, I definitely told you I've already been looking at different thought patterns, but I've just been setting up my classroom and seeing my clients and seeing patterns show up in my clients is very interesting. Did you ever watch the documentary that it was just a short, actually more of an interview about, it's about the water. Let's see, it's called The Water. I can't remember the actual title. And
It was
going around for a little while, and it was pointing toward the water carrying venom.
Oh, that, yes, create. I remember that.
Yes. So I'm trying to remember the exact name of that. I want to say it's in the water, or it's the water. Yes. And part what I do with my clients is I do this bioresonance scanning with them, and I'll tell you, I've been finding venom with my clients. And it's been very fascinating because I'm not a believer of venom being carried into the water and you drinking it and it having the same effects, because that's a different mode of administration. Typically, it's not poisonous unless you've been bitten, because that goes into your bloodstream. And this man was in the documentary, or the interview, was saying that perhaps it's actually in the water, and that's how people are getting sick. And I've noticed a pattern with a lot of my clients, actually, for the venom. And so I'm starting to wonder how to approach something like that if it's coming up venom, because of course you'd want to, typically if you've been bitten by a specific, we'll just say snake, that you would go to get the anti-venom, and that would counteract the poisons, as long as it hasn't done any permanent damage to whatever. And, you know, often it's your pulmonary system and it's your circulatory system. It can also be brain and your nervous system. And so I've been studying that lately, seeing what types of what you could do to treat venom and how you would actually become poisoned by drinking venom. That's a new concept to me. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but it's like you could take some of those ingredients that are in a vaccine, drink them, and not have the same deleterious effects because your body actually will draw it through and you'll excrete it through your kidneys, your urine, your feces. But when something's been injected through your skin into your bloodstream, it typically goes to the brain. And I know that a lot of times Western medicine will say that we have the blood-brain barrier for that, but there are a lot of new factors that actually breach the blood-brain barrier, and one of those would be polysorbate 80. That's in a lot of products. That's topical, ingestible, and, of course, it happens to be in vaccines. Surprise.
Yeah.
So this has been my course of study for the last few days, just to find out where the connection is and how would one treat something like that. So I'm really looking forward to speaking to this doctor that you know in your area. I'm so fascinated to see what she may have found or if she's been studying something similar. And
yeah, I'll try to make it a point to call her. I've left messages on Spybook, and I haven't been getting any answers.
Oh, understood. Spybook is definitely a, it can be a good messaging system, but if most people are trying to avoid the drama, people avoid it completely. And I understand. So in homeopathy, one of the routes that one could take would be to use homeopathic snake venom to help a person recover from actually having that as a poison in their body and could help the body to resolve it. And so I'm taking a homeopathic view of this to see where or when any person out there has experienced that. So if anybody's listening, or if you know anyone who suspects that they have symptoms of venom poisoning, I would love to talk to them. I would love to do my own, you know, unofficial epidemiological study and see what I can find. So putting that out there, that's my focus. Just and yeah, of course, the Mandela effect has really been blowing my mind. That keeps coming up for me, but that's really truly where my focus, and of course getting ready for school to start. And that's it. But I did,
so,
I have to tell you.
Play this Dan Bongino clip here regarding the Great Reset.
Great.
Any chance I can to show anything about the Great Reset, I want to do so.
Awesome, and he's so good.
All right, folks, you know I've been all over the Great Reset. The Great Reset is this idea that we can use these global crises, COVID and others, inflation, economic crises around the world, to reset society. The Great Reset is a real thing. They've written books about it. The globalists have written books about it. Klaus Schwab, who runs the WEF, World Economic Forum, talks about it all the time. Their goal is a totalitarian, top-down-driven globalist society. When it's top-down-driven, it works like a triangle, like a pyramid. At the top are a group of elites, the anointed ones. They've anointed themselves, of course. And from that, their edicts, they filter down into a flattened base of people who go out and carry out their orders. It's really not a complicated version of authoritarianism. That's what it is. The Great Reset crowd is looking for that. They want to, the globalism is their thing. They don't like, it's the opposite of subsidiarity. Memorize that term. Check it out in your local dictionary or online today. Subsidiarity. The idea conservatives and liberty lovers have is that all management should be done at the lowest level possible. Management should be done at the lowest level possible because your vote matters more. And because your vote matters more, those politicians at the local level in your town are more accountable to you by simple math. It's one out of 100 votes in your town or your HOA. It's one out of billions of votes if you were voting for a global world leader like the president of Earth, Stacey Abrams. So, you get what I'm saying? That's what, it's the opposite of subsidiarity, authoritarianism, and globalism. Now, the Great Reset crowd needs chaos to institute the Great Reset. Chaos is their coin of the realm. Chaos creates a need. Chaos creates a need for what? For sanity, safety, and security. Nobody likes chaos except the Great Reset crowd, because people will crave safety and security, and they will then overthrow the system they have now and listen to anyone, the most powerful people in charge. It's happening in the Netherlands right now with the Dutch Farmer Revolt. You'll see in Not to Be is the non-satire site. The Dutch Farmer Revolt keeps ramping up, and it's insanely important to your life. They want to institute Green New Deal-type taxes in the Netherlands, which are going to bankrupt farmers and threatening to take their land if they don't comply. The farmers are saying, you pushed us too far, double barrel, family-friendly middle finger. We're not giving you our land. This is a great reset initiative. They use, I didn't explain that well, just quick. They use chaos as a vehicle to break down the systems we have now, hoping you'll clamor for authoritarianism and safety in the future. Make sense? Very simply stated.
Yes.
One of the vehicles they do that to create the chaos is to attack the food supply. That is what this is. They are starving people, and the farmers have said, we've had enough. They are not giving up their land, as they note in this piece. By the way, the tiny nation of the Netherlands, did you know this, is the second largest exporter of agricultural products. They put food in print, I guess liberals are reading, to the rest of the world. Did you know that? Yeah, they had to put that in there, just in case. Well, you know, it could be other products, too. Yeah. What's that? It's a big deal. Yeah, it's a huge deal. It's a huge deal. If you need chaos to break down the system we have now so people will clamor for an authority figure to bring back safety and security, what better way to create chaos than to attack the food supply? This is the Great Reset plan. Here's a couple videos for you. This is not going well. These Dutch farmers are like, double barrel. Check this out. Yeah, that's not really going well. That's not really going well for them. Dutch farmers have had enough. You know, Guy brought up a good point. Joe, remember that the old adage we brought up often? You're only, what, 4 missed meals away from the complete collapse of society, framed in different ways over time?
Mm-hmm.
Folks, that's true. Wait till your kid comes to you after your 4th missed meal with no food in the horizon and says, Daddy, I'm hungry. How quickly you think the standard world order you're used to is going to stand after that? People start breaking into their neighbors' houses, death and destruction. I don't want to repeat the whole story, but I'll never forget being in the Secret Service in Argentina, talking to that cop who told me what it was like when their economy collapsed. And they caught a doctor on the street, one of the local doctors, who was like mugging someone. Go to that New Zealand video. Cue that up if you would mind. Here's another video, New Zealand, where they're going to start taxing the birth, what is it, the birth of cows? This is going to end well, too. Here, check this out. Attack the food supply. Best way to create chaos. Check this out.
While belching is widely considered to be rude, livestock don't seem to care. All day, every day, they burp. But it's not the act of burping that's the problem. It is the methane that they release into our atmosphere. The average cow emits a whopping 220 pounds of methane gas a day. Well, New Zealand is doing something about it by taxing burping livestock. Metro Lay explains.
With a population of just 5 million, New Zealand's carbon footprint is relatively small. Its hoof print, however, is through the roof. And now, in a world first, New Zealand farmers will have to pay a tax for every one of the methane-emitting 10 million cattle and 26 million sheep that roam the scenic countryside. The farmers will be able to mitigate their tax burden if they lower emissions by modernizing their operations.
Cow burps. Cow burps. I cannot think of a better way to institute a state of chaos to break down the current order, producing eager yearning for authoritarianism, than to attack the food supply. You don't eat. You don't care about who the local warlord is at that point. Chaos. That's their currency. You can only push people so far. Folks, this Great Reset stuff is not really going well for them. You know why? We have an information machine on our side to call it out for what it is. If you enjoyed this video, please subscribe to my Clips channel at rumble.com/BonginoClips.
So I hope that made sense.
Sure did. He always has a great way of putting it out there. He is a truth teller.
Yeah, so they're going to tax sheep because they burp.
Right.
But how come we're not taxing Leo DiCaprio for his yachts?
Yeah, for sure. Because all of these big names usually have personal planes and yachts and an entourage. Yes. All their guards. Yeah. That doesn't fit. Because they need to control the food supply, always.
Well, and don't forget that Al Gore owns a huge mansion and he lives by himself now on the beach. So he's the one that's telling us these beaches are going to be gone because of global warming, but he's out there living on a beach.
Sounds like he doesn't believe his own warning. What a surprise.
You mean he's not trusting the science?
Right. Oh, gosh, how could he? I'm sure if he was ever questioned, he would just be, I'm just taking one for the team. I'm out here. I'm just doing my job. I'm actually, keeping an eye out on all of this. I can make sure and warn everyone before it actually comes to pass. Yeah. That would be my sarcasm.
So I am one of those, though, that I'm not saying Trump was completely innocent. However, there is a huge difference between Trump and Brandon.
Hmm. Yeah. Huge difference. But you know,
I really
Brandon
wasn't trying
is...
to go into it with our guest because there are those people that think that they're all friends. But Trump did let Fraudy and Big Tech ruin him, though.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yes, for sure. But you know, Brandon is responsible for this huge drop in the gas prices. So, he wasn't responsible
for
the
increase. Yeah, they're
out there
celebrating the fact that gas went down 30 cents in a week.
Yes, and that's all his doing. That is the administration. And the reason it rose so high was not his fault. That's, the war in Ukraine. We'll blame it on Russia.
And Trump. Don't forget we blame it on Trump, too.
Trump. Right. Of course. Even though there was a little time period there I was paying under $2 a gallon for gas, randomly. I mean, it went from like $3-something to under $2, but we don't ever talk about that now, do we?
No, of course not. And we also have to blame the anti-vaxxers for the reason that the gas went up.
I hadn't heard that. I mean, of course we're always responsible, but I hadn't heard that one yet. How were the anti-vaxxers responsible?
We're the ones hurting the economy.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yes. We're not following the science by going in and lining up for our 17th booster so that we can, put into the economy. I see. And, of course, if you're any kind of thinker, if you've got any kind of brains and you're able to see through the lies, you're automatically a Trump supporter. And that's, like we were talking about before, that's just a way to discredit and dismiss the actual legitimate issues.
Well, anyone that's educated, that they have to make into a criminal because we're not going to comply. So they have
Absolutely.
To demonize us and get public support to arrest us.
Absolutely.
Whereas the trained SEALs would do whatever they're told.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And discrediting the truth, making people actually look for some, look toward the lie rather than the truth, is a great way to get people to not trust the truth. And we've been indoctrinated for many years in this very way, so that when it does come time for a person to make a choice and recognize where the road splits, over here truth, over there lies, we've been indoctrinated to more gravitate toward the lies because of the many years we've been watching the news and listening to fraudsters like Fauci and believing that any president actually has any sort of power over your own individual life. So of course they're gonna go where they believe is somebody's gonna tell them what to do and what to do so you can be safe and comfortable and taken care of. Whatever the cost, whatever it may cost, you know, pay more at the gas tank because at least the government's protecting you. At least the government's taking care of things. Yeah.
But remember, Brandon had nothing to do with the rising gas prices, even though all those pipelines were closed. And he said that he was going to close them before he got elected. But
when
it goes down 30 cents, then he takes the credit for that.
Yeah. And that was one of his big focuses on his platform running for president, was to force us out of gas and oil. And definitely expected it to come by shutting down
the pipeline. Well, I don't know if you saw this, but Spain banned air conditioning.
Oh, hadn't heard that one yet. That's crazy.
And you know how they did it, right? They got everybody on these smart meters.
Right. Yeah, for sure. That's how they control it. They can just shut you off whenever they want.
Smart meters, smart thermostats, exactly.
Mm-hmm. The peak of the day, everybody's trying to use that finite resource of electricity. And so for the good of the rest of the world, better shut your air conditioning off. It's pretty much like trying to get rid of all the sheep farmers to control the CO2 in the atmosphere. It's the same idea. Pretty disturbing.
Yeah, I don't know how people in Tucson are going to react for telling them that their air conditioner is banned.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Especially right now when it's still over 100 degrees every day. Yeah. Yes. I mean, that's definitely a fear. I think all of us who live in warmer climates, you, myself, and, of course, Arizona. Yes.
Yeah, but then in the winter, they're going to be told they can't use their heater.
Mm-hmm. Yep, because I'm sure that you're using natural gas, and, well, some are. Some people use electricity, but we already know that being restricted. But natural gas also needs to be restricted because, you know, climate.
It's gas.
Climate and, yeah, exactly, cows. Yes, and people actually believe that. It just led down the path of lies their whole life, and they just are used to consuming it, and it becomes their state of mind.
But remember, though, Amanda, that all this drag queen story time and the promoting the LGBT whatevers and the grooming and the banning the air conditioners and the banning the meats, they do not expect us to enjoy this. This is not for our generation. This is for the millennials and the Generation Z. And as long as they sell it to them, then they'll have a winning strategy. That's not for us. They already expect us to say no.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Good point. And not just the millennials, but Generation Z, they're coming up in they're starting to get to that voting age as well. And that's where we're seeing so much more of the welcoming, the whatever movement it is that sounds on the surface like it's inclusive and thinking about the betterment of the world, like the LGBTQ plus community and whatever other, now we're using pronouns, and that's definitely solidly placed on Generation Z. In fact, I had a friend send a documentary that's coming out soon. She sent me the preview for it, and it's very telling about what the transgender movement is, where it originates, and how it is actually permeating through the female teenage group. So more it's targeting the females. And it's called the Detransition Diaries. So if you ever want to watch that, it's on YouTube, the Detransition Diaries.
Well, this is the first generation of kids that I've seen that just accept what they're being told.
Mm. Yeah,
it's crazy that now that kids are starting to go back to school, even though scams are not required, if you walk past a high school, you're going to see 90% of the kids wearing scams in 112-degree temperatures walking out of class, and they're actually walking home from school down the street, and they're wearing their scams.
Wow. And that is full indoctrination right there. Sad. And I feel bad for them because they really, truly just take that into their hearts and let it become their way of being. I don't know. I know I'm Generation X and you are as well. And we question things more than that. And maybe it is the lack of, say, internet and screens, having your smartphone all the time and being connected to the computer at all times, with our connections were a little more hands-on and organic. And now everything's so, all of our connections, well, I should say for the younger generations, maybe, connections are already so dependent upon technology that it's easier to accept things that are fake. I mean, I assume that's part of it.
And I don't know how to reach these millennials. And like I was saying a couple days ago, is that there's not that celebrity kid that just comes up and just says no. That person doesn't exist right now. Kind of like the Beatles were a voice of a generation. We don't have that voice.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. You're right. Not yet. Maybe somebody will come out and who is already revered in their eyes will come speak out. Who knows? Anything's possible.
I hope so.
Yes. But I do feel like there is a connection between getting the truth out and, say, like YouTube or videos of some kind, documentaries, something with dramatic music and dramatic cinematography and having that, so this gentleman that you had on as a guest with him working on a documentary, it is a good way to reach people, at least right now. And I'm hopeful maybe there will be somebody that they revere will come out, whether it's a musician or an actor or someone in that celebrity status. Be interesting to see. Yeah.
Well, I hope so, because that's the key to us staying alive as a people, is we need to find that group that's going to keep on keeping on, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Agreed. Amen. Amen.
And I don't think we're not going to find that group of people, but right now they're kind of hiding.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. And I don't know what your wife's experience has been being in grade school. I'm in a different scenario because I'm at a private school, and we have a different set of rules, and we have a different curriculum. We have a lot of people who bring their children to the school specifically to keep them out of the standard typical system. So we don't have to teach CRT. And just recently here in Utah, Davis County, to be specific, they passed a ruling out right from underneath the parents' nose, that they are pushing the CRT agenda to the point where you're not allowed to say certain things. Teachers have to implement it, and they almost like the scam wearing. They are the ones who have to actually enforce this type of learning on the students. And this district got money, governmental money, of course, in the dollar signs, the triple dollar signs, and they are using it to fully indoctrinate the children into the critical race theory, which is essentially just white shaming and blaming a specific race. Even though it's supposed to be anti-racism, it's really just pointing at any white person ever. And so I have these teacher friends that live in northern Utah, and one specifically works for Davis County, and she is livid right now. And there's absolutely no way she's going to be able to, with a clear conscience, teach such a thing. And there are plenty of teachers that are in our age range, she is as well, who just will quit before they have to teach it, and leaving it open to whatever Generation Z or millennial who's already accepted this as their way of life will be able to step in and just implement it with no reservation. And that's just a perspective from someone who's a teacher and is so thankful myself not to have to be faced with that, have to teach something that is so blatantly racist toward one group. And I would never have to announce myself according to my pronoun, which is something that's also happening in Utah. They are required to introduce themselves with their pronouns, just like we saw Kamala Harris do. My name is Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she, her, and that's what they're expecting to teachers to do in Davis County. Oh, I just know these teachers are going to rebel against that.
And the average person doesn't see anything being wrong with this?
Oh, well, you think. Yes, there are plenty of parents who are very upset and livid about it. But I can't speak for the younger generation coming up who are going into the workforce, kind of, and how they have accepted these things as just life, as normal. But, yeah, there are plenty of parents who are okay with it because for whatever reason, whatever their reasoning is, I really don't know. Probably just lack of education. Because usually when anything is brought up to the forefront or is ever reported on in the mainstream media, it's always just that glossing it over or trying to put a positive twist on it, make it look like it's so progressive and it's going to educate the children to be more inclusive and less racist, and truly it's doing the opposite. But you're not going to hear that unless you actually delve into it and see who is writing these grant requests, who is writing the curriculum, who, I guess you'd call it curriculum. Yeah, I mean, you could. It's a government curriculum. And who is behind this? Where did the funding come from? Honestly, that's something that schools can. It's the one thing I will always despise about public school. They will do pretty much anything they want, they are told to do if they get the funding. It doesn't matter where it comes from. It just matters that they meet the criteria to keep the money flowing. And we know that goes mostly to administration, doesn't ever really get to the children, not specifically. So here we are, these poor children being brought into the school system and severely indoctrinated. I don't know what it's going to do to these poor kids. It's not something I'm looking forward to watching for that even younger. I guess it's Generation Alpha. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I've been told. And the youngest generation, like today's kindergartners, will be. We'll see. It's very disturbing. And I'll tell you, teachers are leaving the field not just because they want to go, you know, follow their passion, but because it is so corrupted. It's just so corrupted. Bless any teacher who can go in and keep their wits about them and be able to teach truths and not let themselves be completely defeated by what is required. So there's my little rant for the day in behalf of teachers.
So when does your school year start?
Our first day is the 18th of August. We have our back-to-school nights, Tuesday and Wednesday, and then we have full day starting on a Thursday. So it's a very odd day to start, but we only go to school Monday through Thursday, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, we're off.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, my wife's class starts again on Monday.
On Monday. Okay. Yeah. I think public school is here in Utah, I do believe, is starting this Monday. I do believe so. I just know that when I went to Target yesterday here in St. George to get a few items for my classroom, all the parents in St. George were there shopping for school items. It was madness. I couldn't even find a parking spot. It was crazy. So, yeah, couldn't wait to get out of there. What is next Wednesday? So that Wednesday, I'm going to have to get a substitute. It's not next Wednesday, it's the coming Wednesday. I'm going to have to get a substitute for me that night because I will be at back-to-school night. In 2 weeks tonight.
Just send me a message on SpyBook.
Will do.
What week is that?
It'll be the 17th. Wednesday the 17th.
Oh, so August, so 2 weeks from now.
Yes,
all right.
August.
All right.
Yes, sir. And we'll have that Tuesday and Wednesday night, back to school night, and then school starts Thursday. And thankfully, you know, like I've said many, many times, if anybody's listening and you've heard me speak on the situation with schooling, I definitely, even though I work at a private school, I recommend homeschooling. So anybody's listening and you need help or support, like some resources for homeschooling, I can help you. Let me know what I can do because I actually was certified as a homeschool specialist through Peggy Hall. If anybody knows Peggy Hall, she's a pretty well-known voice and face, actually, for freedom in California, specifically Orange County. And she is one who uses the hashtag never have, never will, and that is in response to ever wearing a scam on her face or ever getting any kind of injection. And she has really been so wonderful to get out there and educate. And I've learned a lot about laws and the differences between laws and guidelines, and she put together a great homeschool course, and I took that. It was all online, of course, and I do have access and have lots of resources through her program and also just all my years of different types of homeschool that I've worked in. I guess you can call it working. And I recommend it, even though I'm a former public school and current private school teacher. We'll always recommend homeschool. There are different forms of homeschool as well. You can do curriculums. You can do unschooling. You can go into co-ops. And here in St. George, in the southern Utah area, lots of awesome homeschoolers. So I can hook you up.
Well, I'm still planning to see if I can get out there for my birthday weekend.
Yes, awesome. And I have the contact information if you want to plan for a meeting that weekend. All I have to do is call Sunny over at Turmeric. I already talked to him, and he's down to have us come.
Okay. So he's all about having a meeting there. That's excellent.
Yes, I didn't actually tell him exactly what it was, but, you know, I've been in there I don't know how many times with no shoes on, and they've never said one word to me. So
they're
super cool people, and I'm on a pretty much a first-name basis, and so far so good. I know all he would need to do is have a little heads-up so that they could reserve that back room, basically where we sat, only the longer table, and reserve that for us. And
okay.
Yeah, so I would just, I mean, of course, my friend has been on vacation, and she finally got home, and they're going on one more trip this coming weekend before they're back. So I wanted to make sure she was available, because I know she would come if they can work out their schedules. But everybody's trying to shove it in before school starts. And she's a teacher as well in an alternative learning center as well. It's not private school. It's more like an alternative where you just go and she's actually teaching a course on vaccine to preteens and teenagers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes. It's amazing what we do here in southern Utah. What a difference. I just am always so floored. But, yeah, so she's got a full curriculum, and she teaches vaccine education, and we're talking real education. So. Not propaganda, but actual, yes. What's in them, how they're created, why they were created, and what the effects are from them. Yeah, she's a legitimate badass. What can I say? She's a hypnotherapist. She's a full-time mom and works with her clients, and then she also teaches at Vasa with yoga and several other different exercise forms, and she's very, very active here in southern Utah in the Health Freedom Movement. The organization is called Your Health Freedom Dixie. We will never drop the Dixie, even though the local college did. They got paid. They got paid off to change from Dixie State to Utah Tech, which is dumb. And several other businesses are changing from Dixie to some other thing to be more politically correct. Yep, we will never drop that Dixie title. Those of us who understand it's not some racist play on being a Southerner from Alabama who owns slaves. That's what they'd like to say here, those who are what? Progressives, liberals, however you want to label that, it's so offensive and racist when it was never meant to be that. It was just a fun little play on, hey, we're in the South. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Because truly, there's nothing really Dixie about Southern Utah as in comparison to, say, like, I don't know, Alabama.
Well, you have Dixie State University.
Not anymore.
It's being changed.
Yes, now it's Utah Tech, and it makes it sound like it's a technology school, which is, you know, fine, no problems with that, but they offer so much more than that, and I lost a couple of my yoga classes thanks to that because there's such a low enrollment this year, and just no one knows why. They're scratching their heads. And I just want to say, I can tell you why. It makes it sound like you guys are some kind of just a tech school, like you're, you know, a two-year college when it's not.
Well, Southern Hampshire Institute and Technology isn't a tech school.
Ah, got it.
That's the one that Jamar and Mike and all them go to.
I see. We'll be sure to stay away from that. Sounds a little bit too liberal for my blood. This, at least here, I mean, honestly, in my yoga classes, the students I had, Generation Z up to millennials, were amazing. I honestly, and I'm pretty sure I've told you this before, the majority of them were more open-minded and leaning toward more conservative thought patterns. And they're not all from around here. Yes, there was a majority who, they're a big portion, I should say, who are originally from this area, but had them from all over, of course, you know, surrounding states and wherever. And it was refreshing to have conversations that didn't have people getting upset and walking out, which I was kind of concerned about at first, but then I realized that's not how it is, and it was really refreshing, and I sure enjoyed that. So, hey, really quickly, too, before we move on, I was going to tell you that I sure have enjoyed the Marty delivery service. I placed another order this week.
Oh, did you?
It's been pretty great. So I got some curry paste, which I did not know they offered, and I'm super excited about that. I love curry. We eat curry a lot here in my household, and they have the – of course, it's vegan, so it doesn't have the fish paste in it, but it's good ingredients, and I was very impressed. And now, also, I keep ordering these electrolyte drinks that they offer. They're little packs that you just put in your water bottle, and they've had that every week. And so it's been very nice to have that delivered right to my door. So I don't know if it shows up on your end. I'm still going through the original account. You said you hadn't seen anything, but
no, that's okay, I guess. The important thing is that you're actually getting to order some stuff.
Yes. I highly recommend it to anybody who might be listening. My 1 cent item from I placed the order yesterday was superfood popcorn, which it's a vegan option, but it has things like sprouted pumpkin seeds and carrot powder and red bell pepper powder and turmeric, coconut oil. So it's actually pretty decent. I'm kind of excited to get it here. See what kind of snack that is. But yeah, it's been pretty legit. I looked at the version of these electrolyte drinks on Amazon. And it's much cheaper, surprise, on Marty. So, highly recommend.
And I guess it's not all the companies that deliver in St. George. So I think it's cool that you actually get it there.
Yes, agreed. And in fact, I'm not even directly in St. George. I'm on the outskirts, and I thought for sure I was going to have troubles getting those things delivered, but no problems. They're pretty great, and they are very prompt, and it's right on my doorstep. So very convenient and saves money. And if you order at least $50, the shipping is free.
Right, and now if you find anybody, then you get a reward as well. If you
refer
people.
Yes, and I have actually, I've recommended it to a couple of people. I don't know if they've ever, I never saw anything, so I don't know if they've actually followed through on the recommendation, but I do Misfits, of course, Misfits Market, and now Marty, and then I'm also still ordering from Thrive. Thrive has some things that I can't find otherwise unless I want to order from Amazon, and it's been very, very helpful. And free shipping, of course, if you order enough on all of those things. And Misfits has become a staple for at least a year now. I was ordering before I moved to the St. George area, and they are awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And it looks like we're almost up to time. Wow, that went by. Got just a few more minutes.
And then we have a guest for next Wednesday. I won't book anything next Wednesday.
Okay, she's not available. So I'm going,
okay.
I actually do have another person I want to interview, though. And I mentioned to him to you last week. His name is Lance, and he has researched a lot of different topics. And he's just a general, overall knowledgeable kind of guy, really fun and just very educated, and I would love to interview him. So let's put him on the agenda if that's okay.
Okay. Well,
awesome.
I don't have anything booked for next Wednesday, so go for it.
Okay, excellent. Yes, my other guest is going to Mexico pretty soon, and so she won't be home for a few weeks.
Okay.
I'm just going to wait till she's home, since how tonight was not a good night after all. It will just wait till she's back. And maybe in the meantime you can find out or hear back from, I'll never remember her name now when I want to, the doctor there in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dr. Sandra Wright.
Thank you, Sandra. Yeah, it would be awesome to hear from her and be educated.
All right,
I was thinking for.
Go ahead if you got anything. I just got the 90-second buzzer, that's all.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I was just thinking for that recommendation of looking at what different doctors who are in the holistic field, what they recommend and what they have experienced. And so I would love to just pick her brain on that. So that's all I was going to say.
All right. Well, thank you for being here tonight.
Yes, thank you. It was a great interview with,
Nico.
Nico. I just want to call him Rocco now forever. All right, Nico.
Oh. All right,
well, we'll talk.
Yes, and I'll be back tomorrow, so please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show. Until tomorrow, well, not today, Gabriel. Hope alive, remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Proof Negative.